ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir la'in ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam As-Sajjad Ali ibn al-Husayn salamullahi alayh, which are found in the book As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah. We are up to verse number 1 in supplication number 8. What the Imam alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not give him less contentment. Rather, he wants more contentment. We defined contentment linguistically is being able to being content with the least of things, with having less of things. That's from linguistic perspective, is that whatever I have, I should be happy with. I shouldn't be seeking more. I shouldn't be, you know, wanting more. I shouldn't be looking at other people and saying, why not me? When it comes to Islamically, in terms of akhlaq, we define qana'ah to be being happy and accepting what Allah has given you. So sometimes just having less of things is okay. But sometimes I have to be content with Allah himself. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a rental house, I should be happy. If he's giving me an old car, I should be happy. If he's giving me, I don't know, less of things, I should be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though I don't have more. Because they say, in terms of akhlaq, they say, al-ridha bima dun al-kifaya, that you have to be content with that which is less than what you are, what you need. It's actually a step below what you need. So, for example, I need to have a house. As a person, I need to, you know, have my own house. When I'm living in a rental, and sometimes like a really bad rental place, which is like small, I don't know, it's not enough for the whole family and what have you, but I am qanu'ah, I am content, I am happy with what Allah has given me. This is the contentment that me and you need to have when it comes in dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'minin, even he himself says, Al-Qana'atu kanzun la yufna. Contentment is a treasure that will never finish. It's an infinitive treasure. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we are looking at contentment and how we can understand contentment correctly, so hopefully we try to apply it in our life. So when Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, he says contentment is a treasure that will never finish, it means that in all of your life, if you have that treasure, you will be able to live a happier life, because you're not going to be asking for more, You're not going to be looking at people trying to achieve more. You're not going to be, trying to humiliate yourself just in order to have things. And then the hadith says, عَزَّ مَنْ قَنَعَ وَذَلَّ مَنْ طَمَعَ. Honored is he who is content, and humiliated he who tries to seek more. لِأَنَّ الْقَانَعَ لَا يَذُلُّ الطَّلَبَ فَلَا يَزَالُ عَزِيزًا. For he who is content is not going to ask, therefore he will not be humiliated. Because when people ask, is a form of humiliation, as you know, we see in the hadith, in the Quran. When I try to go and beg from people, ask things from people, I'm putting my face value at, in front of people. So the hadith instructs us not to ask, because asking itself is a form of humiliation, a form of dhil. Rather, they say to us, be happy, be content, don't put yourself in this situation. And then the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, أَغَنَى الْغِنَى الْقَنَاعَ. The richest of rich, or the richest of riches, is actually being content. Because when you're content and happy, you don't need anything else. You're not seeking anything else. You won't be going around trying to achieve more and more. This is the true meaning of richness. True meaning of wealth is when you feel that you don't need more. Let us take a short break, and then inshallah we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Contentment is our topic. How can we be content? How do we achieve contentment? How do we become radi and happy and pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he talks about the true nature of contentment, he says it is ghina al-qalb, the contentment of the heart, where you find in your heart that you and this materialistic world are apart. You're not trying to seek it. You're not trying to indulge in it. That your heart is at peace. Your heart is happy. Your heart does not need more. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, a hadith from Abu Dhar, he says to him, Ya Abu Dhar, atara kathrat al-mal huwa al-ghina? Do you see that the more of money and wealth is what richness is? Is it because the more money you have, the more coins you have, the more dollar sign you have, even today, the more Bitcoin you have, is that you're rich? قُلْتُ نَعْمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said to him, yes, O Prophet. قَال. Then the Prophet replied, فَتَرَى قِلَّةِ الْمَالِ فَقْرِ. Do you see the lack of less money to be poverty? قلت نعم يا رسول الله. I said, yes, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, trying to correct this mentality that we have, that we think if you have more money, then you're rich and wealthy. If you have less money, then you are poor. This is from our definition. The true definition is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi is about to tell us. He says, إنما الغنى غنى القلب. Wealth is the wealth of the heart. Richness is the richness of the heart. وَالْفَقْرُ فَقْرَ الْقَلْبِ. And the poverty is the poverty of the heart. When the heart always wants more and more and more, that's a poor heart. Because this heart, and when we talk about heart, we don't mean that actual organ that pumps blood into your chest. Rather, in the riwayat or in the Quran, in the verses when it talks about qalb, it means the nature of a person, the essence of the person, the soul of the person. So me, if I'm constantly trying to seek the best, trying to get more and more of things, then I am truly poor. Okay? Even though I might have millions, but I'm still poor. However, if I'm happy with whatever I have and I don't need more, then I am content and I am rich. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد